you see.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Okay, let's go. Know that I could end up in detention today for being so late. I know that I might wind up getting a call home to my mom asking why I was so late today. But I know I missed first and second periods. But I'm here. And better late than never. What's going on, y'all? Urban Therapy with Sun752. And today we are talking about the point where you accepted yourself as a sinner. The point where you accepted yourself as a sinner. What do y'all know? Now, listen, let me clarify to y'all exactly what I'm talking about, because I'm not really talking about what being a sinner is in the eyes of the Lord. Not exactly. I'm not talking about what being a sinner is in the eyes of man. Not exactly. Actually, I am. But I'm really talking about what being a sinner means in terms of how you feel about yourself. You know, I think most of us, for the greater part, try to do the right things. But we also know that there's a part of us that ain't ready to do the right things. I also think that there's a part of us that knows that there are some flaws about us that are deliberate and that we are not willing to fix. For example, some of us who have been betrayed before, some of us who have been done dirty before, some of us who have had our backs turned on us before, some of us who have had our trust violated before have decided, well, you know what? I'm not putting my trust, my love, my time, my attention too far invested in anyone else ever again. And maybe we don't mean ever again, but maybe we mean that I'm going to kind of make people earn every piece and every step of the love and the trust that I'll give them from now on. And sometimes, even when they prove that they are worthy, I might not give them that stamp. That's a form of a sin. And we know that we should not be punishing people who didn't do us wrong for other people who have done us wrong. We know that. And maybe because we feel like that's a protective mechanism for our own safety, for our own protection, maybe we figure like, well, you know how we say, God knows my heart. Yeah, I know I shouldn't treat a person like this. I know that I shouldn't think this way. And I know I shouldn't do these types of things. But I do. And I guess me and God are just going to have that talk when my day of judgment comes, or while I'm still here and he judges me right here and now. You understand what I'm saying? So when I talk about, when I say the point where you have accepted yourself as a sinner, I'm talking about the way that you feel that nobody else can prove. There may be proof that you feel the way that you feel, but you have feelings and thoughts that are unexplainable to anybody else, just like I do. I have some things that I know that I've done in my life that I can't fix. And guess what? Some of them shits I don't even want to fix. Some of them shits I'm like, well, we won't have to charge that one to the game. And you probably have that same thing with you, but that's a sin. Our life's work spiritually is supposed to be to fix those things about ourselves that we know are not right. But I think all of us have a couple of things that we say, hey, I know it ain't right, but that's me. God made me this way, and they say he don't make no mistakes. But at the same time, these might be the things that you pray to God to fix about yourself. You ain't got to tell me, but you'll tell yourself. I'm not there to hear your prayers at night. The ones you say out loud
and the ones you say silently. Because them silent prayers, you know them silent prayers. Them silent prayers are when you you hope that the power of God, you know, they say he can read your mind. Sometimes you have done things that you're so ashamed of or so uncomfortable with that you can't, you're not ready to say them out loud, even if you live by yourself, even if you sleep by yourself. Nobody knows what you're thinking in your mind, and nobody knows what's truly in your heart. But sometimes we have to give God that power. You might take away his power or be in denial of his power when you're dealing with other people, but you know that when you're all by yourself, you know it ain't nobody but you and him. You and him. So them silent prayers are when we have to deal with the point where we accepted ourselves as a sinner. God knows my heart, baby. God knows my heart. Nobody else might. Nobody else might don't know your heart. Yeah, nobody else might don't know your heart, but you know it, and you hope that God knows it. So that's what we're talking about in a nutshell when we say the point where you accepted yourself as a sinner. It's not an easy thing to do. It's certainly not one of the easiest things to do. I ain't talking about your outright flaws, like, you know, you mean, or you know, you don't always treat people exactly right, or, you know what I mean? You don't talk to your kids the way that I think that you should, or you don't talk to your elders respectfully as you probably should. I ain't talking about that kind of shit. I'm talking about the things that you know that you've done, the way that you feel that nobody else feels, or nobody else knows how you feel. I'm talking about the shit that you got to deal with that might or might not haunt you at night. That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Y'all got me? Do you feel me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Know what you're talking about? Got me? Do you feel me? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Know what I'm talking about? I said, got me? Feel me? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Know what I'm talking about? Got me? Feel me? Do you know what I'm talking about? Know what to talk about? All right. That's how it's going down. What's going on, Stacey White? How you feeling, ma? And also, T. Carey, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, my favorita. Always a good time. Always great to see you. Naturalista, the rapper. What's the hassle? Good to see you come through. And I clap for you. What's going on, ma? How y'all feeling today? Y'all ready to talk? Y'all ready to have this talk? Now, don't worry, because, you know, I ain't getting on that, it ain't like me to get on no religious shit. But it is kind of like me to get on some spiritual shit. Just my understanding or my thoughts about the human psyche. I know that there are times when we don't feel so good about life, the world, and most importantly, our life and our world. Inside of us. So that point where you have accepted yourself as a sinner, I'm talking about the point where you said, yeah, I know it ain't right, but that's me. We're going to have to find a way to work around that. We can still get to the finish line. We can still win championships. But just know that there may be some unscrupulous tactics going on within me. And they might come out. Now, my explanation of those things is going to be like, no, I ain't mean to do that shit. And we talking about some shit that you meant to do. Sometimes you got to say you didn't mean to do some shit that you really meant to do. And sometimes you have to get to the point where you accept that within yourself. Sometimes you have to get to the point where you can actually say, well, yeah, I'm a good person, but I ain't the best person. My grandma, she was a really good person, but I ain't exactly like her. And it's probably my grandfather's fault, even though he was a good man. But I ain't as good of a man as he was. But that's probably my father's fault. My father was a good man like my grandfather, but my father had some flaws, and so did my mother. My mom had a lot of flaws that I really, really, really accepted about my mom, but, you know, she had some. Okay, you know what? The late great Tupac Shakur. Now, don't get me wrong. I get on Tupac a lot because I think that, I ain't gonna lie, I think that he was overrated. Not in his popularity. He was definitely super popular. But the reasons that he gained popularity, I think that he was very overrated. Lyrically, I think he was very overrated. But a lot of people say that they can really feel his music. But I want to get into a particular thing that was going on with Tupac that I know probably conflicted him with his mother. Now, Tupac made the song Dear Mama. And in the song Dear Mama, he briefly talked about his father and how his dad wasn't really there for him and all of that. Now, what a lot of people did not know was Tupac thought that the man who raised him was his father, but he wasn't. That was not his biological father. And for most of Tupac's life, he blamed that man who he thought was his father for not being a real father for him, for not being there for him. And we all know that Afeni Shakur was not probably, you know, let's say this, she had her demons, she had her challenges, she definitely was not flawless in any kind of way, but, you know, she did what she did, and she tried hard, and we know that Tupac loved her, revered her, but what a lot of people may not know is that Tupac found the man who was really his father. And I believe that man is still alive. But Tupac found out that the man that he thought was his father, and that man had died. That man had died while Tupac was still alive. And that man died with Tupac thinking that that was his father, but it wasn't. He met the man. Let me get it right. I believe he met the man who was supposed to be his real father, but they didn't get a DNA test or anything like that. But he did find out the truth. Now, you done made a song saying, you know, dissing this man that you thought was your father, and, you know, and praising your mom for raising you in the absence of the man that she told Tupac was his father. He didn't think that that was his father because that man said he was his father. His mother blamed that man for Tupac knowing that that was not that man's father. She knew it. She knew it. And then when it was all said and done, Tupac pretty much said, like, yeah, but that's my mom, though. I mean, yeah, she didn't do the right thing when she knew the right thing. She didn't do the right thing when she knew the right thing. But I'm not even going to go after the man that probably wanted to be the dad and actually was the dad. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying all that to say this. What we have here is a situation where Tupac was probably torn between loving his mother and having to forgive his mother. Dealing with other women in his life, he had to deal with a woman who accused him of rape, and he did time. As we all know, he did time off of that accusation of sexual assault. Now imagine where his mind had to be with women that he's dealing with, knowing that his mom was grimy. Rest in peace, Afeni Shakur.
but his mom was grimy. So the woman, imagine his conflict between forgiving the woman who raised him and that he praised and loved, being a liar to him his whole entire life about another man that she accused of being his dad. So she's lying to two men, the man who wasn't his father and Tupac. Now imagine him sitting in the jail cell thinking about, damn, the woman who accused me of sexual assault, how can I not forgive her when I forgave my own mother for misdirecting me? Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Had Afeni Shakur, has she accepted herself as a sinner? Had Tupac accepted himself as a sinner? What sins did he commit? I don't care which way y'all try to slice it. He's responsible for that East Coast, West Coast shit. I'm not going to say that Tupac would have been alive today had he not started that shit. But I think that really was directly instrumental in causing his early demise at age 25. I think that he gets to live a little bit longer or die under different circumstances had he not created that energy around him. And he did it for profit. He did it for profit. He did it for clout. He was a clout chaser. I know Tupac fans be mad at me for saying that shit, but I mean, he was a clout chaser. The man was from New York acting like he was from the West Coast. He's not from the West Coast. He can't be from the West Coast. Just because he died on the West Coast don't mean he was born on the West Coast. He wasn't born on the West Coast, didn't make it over to the West Coast until he was 17 years old. You can't. He died at 25. How many years are between 17 and 25? 8 years. And he didn't spend those 8 years in California. Sorry. But he running around here talking about California love and we wear Chucks, not Bally's. Nigga, you didn't wear Chucks, not Bally's. You wore Bally's. Had he accepted himself as a sinner? Had he accepted himself as the problem that he caused for himself? Because all of the problems that he got into were of his own creation. For all we know, he had to say to himself, yeah, I'm a problem, but I'm going to do this good shit over here. I'm going to inspire these people over here. I'm going to register myself and present myself as being a genius over here. But I know I got some shit with me. I got some shit with me. I ain't all the way on the level. I kind of follow where the wind blows me. So if these people over here fucking with me, then I ride for them. But if these people over here fucking with me, then I ride for them. So I look loyal, but kind of playing both sides of the fence. My man TX Price, Rise is in the house. I said Rise is in the house. My brother, my mellow, my man, won't you get on the mic or won't you take it a stand? It's good to see some of you, my brother. T. Carey Wright says, most religious folk pretend like they aren't sinners or that they have been fully redeemed. I don't know how you can do that. The word says that we live in sin. The thing is, we're supposed to fight our sins. We're supposed to try to correct our sins. We're supposed to ask for forgiveness for our sins. There's no life without sin. Your sins are your thoughts. So as soon as you have a bad thought, a sexual thought, a violent thought, a negative thought, that's a sin too. That's what the word says. It ain't my fault. I'm not a churchgoer. So we know that we can't live in absence of sin, but our life's work is supposed to be to fight against those sins. So what happens when we don't fight when we just accept, well, you know, listen, they say no sin is, no one sin is greater than the other. So look, I accept these sins over here. I smack niggas up when I see them. I spread rumors. I lie. I say things that aren't true. I paint incorrect pictures of motherfuckers. Sometimes if the chick don't give up the ass, I do more than just try to talk her into it. But if she tell on me, then I start lying. No, she gave up the ass. I ain't take no pussy. No, I didn't. She lied. And it's my word against hers. I definitely didn't smack her up or punch her in the face. Wait, what happened? No, I ain't talking about me. I ain't never take no ass. And I swear to God, I never. No means no over here. You know what I mean? But there are plenty of men out there with that type of history. Plenty of men out here with that type of history. And many of those men have accepted that within themselves. Pedophiles, you know, have accepted within themselves that it's okay for them to like having sexual relations with children. They've accepted that. Now, that's a bad acceptance. But they know that they are sinners. And they found a way to reconcile it. Now, they found a way to reconcile that within themselves. So you, on a lower level of that, have you gotten to the point where you have accepted yourself as a sinner? We've all done some things that were bad. We've all done some things that were negative. We've all done some things that were mean-spirited. We've all done some things that were short-sighted on the negative side of things. We've all done some things that were dismissive of others' thoughts and feelings and even goodwill. That doesn't mean that you've done those things, but what about the things that you have continued to do? Accepting yourself as a sinner. Hold on, let me do this. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other. Bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. Needless to say, started the show late. So it ain't going to be no, we not packing up at no 2:30. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't flow as well when you say from 1:30-ish or 1:50-ish or 1:55-ish to 2:25. Okay. When you get to the point where you have accepted something in yourself that is bad, maybe it might be something that you're working on, and it might not be some things that you're working on. Sometimes we don't work on certain sinful ways of ours. Sometimes we don't work on it. Sometimes we just accept, well, no, this is me. This is my little stamp. This is my signature. This is the way I am. This is my way. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? For example, people who smoke or get high. Now, although the laws have changed about smoking marijuana or, basically marijuana, because that's about the only drug that I know of,
the OCD kicked in, y'all. I'm sorry, the OCD kicked in. That's about the only substance, I should say. You can't even call, you know, weed a drug anymore, even though I feel like the weed that they smoking now, the weed that they making now, the weed that they selling now, that ain't the regular weed. Got too much THC in it. Don't even smell like regular weed. It's different weed. You know what I mean? That thing is, that I don't even know if you can, you should be calling some of that shit weed. It has plant in it, but it got some up, it got some extra and some other shit inside of it. Okay, but you might have accepted yourself, well, look, I like to get high. I like to smoke weed. I feel like it relaxes me. And they even say it has some medical benefits. But from the time you were a child, you weren't taught that smoking weed was okay. That's why as a child, if you ever thought about smoking weed, you were going to get your ass whooped. But you've accepted yourself as an adult for being a weed smoker. You've accepted yourself as an adult for being a drinker. Maybe you are an over-drinker. You drink excessively. You might even be a drunk or an alcoholic. And if you haven't worked on that yet or you're not ready to work on it, then you have accepted yourself as a sinful alcoholic. And you know there's no way you can be a drinker and never speak out of turn, never say things, mean things to people, never do things that are very disruptive. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes motherfuckers get so drunk. You know what I mean? They pee on themselves. Motherfuckers got to clean up the pee. That's a sin. Nobody should ever have to clean up your own pee. Clean up your pee. And then clean you up too with your dirty, drunk, pissy ass. And those times when you binge drank or got really, really fucked up, did you say to yourself or anybody else, all right, I'm never drinking again? Probably not. What you probably said was, I'm not going to drink that much again, or I won't cause those problems again. But you didn't say that you wasn't going to drink no more. You know why? Because you accepted yourself as a sinner. We get to that point. I'm going to dig deeper on this, y'all. I am. I'm going to dig deeper on this. You may have had to accept the fact. You know how, you know, especially black parents. Black parents, especially black mothers, always claim that they love all of their children the same. I don't love any of my children more than the other one. And they know they lying. They know they lying. But they have to say the politically correct thing. But they know they know deep in their heart. That's probably something that they have to pray about. God, please take away my bad thoughts about this child or that child, because you might not be able to shake it. And just because you don't love all of your children the exact same way, and I'm talking about for those parents who don't love all their children the same way, because there are some parents I think that do, or at least, you know, put forth a great effort. Just because you don't love all of your children in the same way, it doesn't mean that you don't provide for each one of them. It doesn't mean that. Not for all parents. For some parents, it does play out that way. One thing is for sure, if you don't love your if you don't love all of your kids the same way, you're not going to talk to them all the same way. You're not going to all make them feel the same way. You're not capable of doing that. That might be something that you have to get on your knees and pray about every night. Like, listen, Lord, you know I love Tyron. You know I love Tyron. You know, Tyron challenges me all the time. Michael doesn't challenge me. Michael, you know, makes parenting much easier. And, Lord, I need you to deliver the negative thoughts that I have about Tyron. But if I have to bail his ass out one more time, if I have to go get him off suspension one more time, if I have to pay another dollar because of some property he damaged or almost get into a fight with one of my neighbors because of what Tyron has done, you might have to do that. You might have to. But one thing is for sure, you haven't been able to shake your negative feelings and thoughts about Tyron. You might get to the point where you might have accepted it. Like, listen, all right, I love Tyron, but I don't like Tyron. That's sinful. That's sinful. But it may have been something that you had to accept within yourself. We're talking about the point where you accepted yourself as a sinner. The point where you accepted yourself as a sinner. All right. Okay. All right. Rod says, love, peace, freedom, and justice to all of us and ours. No doubt. Rod says, kicking a killer in a public place, casino, is a was to you. Wait. Is a was to lose your. Okay, wait. Wait a minute. Rod says Pac had issues. He did. And because of his star status, his issues were really put out there. But we've known people personally in our lives that were worse than Pac. I know I have. I've known people that they couldn't stay out of trouble to save their lives. Every time you turned around, they was in some shit. And not all of them tried to. Not everybody who causes trouble or gets in trouble tries not to. You understand what I'm saying? Not everybody who causes trouble tries not to cause trouble. Some cats are perfectly fine with their status of being a troublemaker. Tupac kind of expressed that. Now, you know, we're going to kick up dust. You know what I mean? Thug life and all that shit. He wasn't even a thug. That's the part that kills me. But, all right. Okay. Stacey White says, I'm a work in progress. Yes, you are. Yes, I am. Yes, we are. Naturalista Rap says, we are all a work in progress, but we have all accepted ourselves as sinners. Have we, though? Have we, Naturalista? Some of us, I don't think all of us have accepted ourselves as sinners. But then again, I can't prove that one way or another. I might have to go with yours. But you know, some of us are worse than others. Some of us haven't seemed to have accepted themselves as sinners, even though everybody can see their sins. Which one of y'all have a bad aunt out there? You know, we all got a bad aunt, a bad uncle. But you know, ain't nothing worse out there than a bad aunt. A bad aunt will tear your shit from limb. Listen, man, look at Mary J. Blige's character on Power Book. For those of y'all who watch Power Book, you see what she did last season? She was supposed to be her son's aunt. Her son didn't know that that the woman he thought was his aunt was actually his mom. That's not an unfamiliar situation. I know personal situations like that, but my thing is, how many people have lost their parents and had to be raised by their aunt, and they unfortunately drew the card of a bad aunt, the kind of aunt that was jealous of them, the kind of aunt that would take their Social Security check and use it for themselves. The kind of aunt that didn't really want to provide for them. The kind of aunt that put them last on the list. They would put their own kids, who were now more like your brothers and your sisters, and they would make them feel even, they make you feel even less than a cousin. And who are you going to tell? You ain't got no mother. Your father might not have been there. So your aunt was all you had. A lot of people harbor really, really hard feelings towards the aunt that raised them. And I ain't saying this is all aunties, because some of our aunties were the greatest. Every auntie is usually a mother. But some of these aunties are motherfuckers. So what about them? Have those aunties who we've seen treat you like shit and treat everybody else good, have they accepted themselves as sinners? No. Them the same aunts that had you going to church every Sunday, every Saturday too, and every Wednesday. Those are the same aunts that were ushers. Those are the same aunts that were on the choir, made you be on the choir. Those are the same aunts didn't want to let you listen to secular music. Meanwhile, those was also the same aunts that was fucking somebody else's man. You know, have they accepted themselves as sinners? I don't know. Please, y'all, forgive me for going in on aunties like that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all seen it? Them Social Security checks stealing ass aunties. Them autistic child raising ass check stealing ass aunties. Them liquor buying outfit trying on with your Social Security check ass auntie. Them aunties that didn't even let you know that she was getting a check for you till you was 18 and you realized that you were supposed to have been getting that money. And she mad because her gravy train is stopping. So now at 18, she want to put you out of the house. You was probably more than willing to go, ready to go, because, well, that's what I was saying, naturally, the rap. Have we all accepted ourselves as sinners? Maybe some more than others. Stacey White says, I'm born again. Born again, okay. TK Wright says, Carol. I mean, I liked and shared. Okay. TK Wright also says, agree, Lista. Have we accepted ourselves for who and what we truly are? Stacey says, born again, spirit-filled, and led by the Holy Spirit. That's what's up. But Stacey, are you saying that you are absent of sin now? If you're born again, does that wash away your sins? You know, they say that all we have to do in order to enter the kingdom of heaven is accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But then, you know, pastor be telling us that we got to do all this other shit too. I'm like, yo, man, didn't I just get baptized? You said that regardless of what I've done in the past, when I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, if I die right then and there, I'm automatically going to heaven, because that's all you got to do to go to heaven. But if I keep living, I got to do all this other shit. I got to be nice to motherfuckers. I got to give charity. I gotta help out. I got to be a good person. I got to pray. I got to, shoot. They should have drowned me at the baptism, and then I'd have gotten to heaven. It's too much work being alive. Stay alive after I get saved, then that means I have to find a way to accept myself as a sinner. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Naturally, the rap says, Stacey, congratulations. Are you saying that you were reborn without sin? Okay. Oh, Naturally, you said, I said, oh, okay. I got you. Everything says, some sinners don't think they have sinned. Exact. You better go call somebody's auntie. Carol, you over there doing the good auntie work. But what if you were the bad auntie? What if you was the bad auntie? Thank God you're not. Rod says he wasn't even a thug. He was a performer. Yeah, motherfuckers don't realize you can't be no damn thug and be no damn superstar at the same time. It don't work that way. You better go ask Ty Bridges. You know what I mean? All right. Carol says, the aunt who resented having to take care of you. Yup. Yup.
Had she accepted that, though? Had she accepted that she really only took the job because nobody else would? None of her other sisters or brothers would take the job. So she said, fuck it, there's a check involved. I at least need to be compensated for this. I got my own kids. Man, we probably all saw Antoine Fisher or read the book, Finding Fish. Man, you know. You see how his aunt was. His aunt did him super dirty. But she ain't the only auntie I know like that. You know? When he came back from the military, she told him, hey, let me hug your neck. He's like, man, we don't get the fuck out of here, auntie. You used to strangle my neck. Almost try to stab me in the neck. Cut off my neck. Break my neck. You talking about some hug my neck. And you know what? Was it me? Or when you saw the aunt, the bad aunt in the movie Antoine Fisher, am I the only one that can smell her? Am I the only one who thought, like, you know what? I can tell she stink. Just me. I swear to God, every time I watch that movie, I'd be like, she's funky. And that's what Lisa Raff says, no, not just you. I'm telling you, you hug her neck. I bet you can smell her neck. Like, she ain't jump in that shower today. She ain't get that ass in the tub yet. She ain't perform that whole bath. Carol says, I never thought about it. Well, now that you're thinking about it, when you watch that movie again, I'll bet you she had that bad aunt smell, because there is a smell that bad aunts have. I ain't lying, man. Listen, y'all know I'm a sniffer. I sniff motherfuckers, male and female. Like, listen, you walk by me, I'll be like, I check for hygiene. I wash my ass. I don't know about everybody else, but I wash mine. You know what I mean? And people who don't, I have to accept the sinner in me that I don't respect them a whole lot. I don't respect nobody that don't wash their ass. But every bad aunt that I've ever met, and some grandmothers, they got that little funky smell. Like, you need to change that nightgown. You wore that nightgown too many times in a row. Change your sheets or some shit like that. You gotta change certain shit. You know what I mean? When the thing about wearing clothes too long, too many times or whatever, you start to be desensitized to the way they smell. That's why when somebody tell you stink, you don't even think so. You be like, I do? Like, yeah. But you can easily fix that by washing your shit. You got to wash them nightgowns. You got to wash them jeans you've been running in the hole. And that nasty-ass jogging suit jacket. Niggas and them nasty-ass jogging suits. Listen, man. That damn Adidas jogging suit jacket, they're about to have a fourth stripe on it.
you know, Adidas only supposed to have three. You about to put a fourth stripe on it. You dirty ass. You got to watch that. Watch that shit. But yeah. But have those aunties accepted themselves as sinners. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they know that they had to know. I never treated my nephew right. I never treated my niece right. I treated them like foster children, and that ain't right. With your sister who passed, or your brother who passed, would they approve of the way that you treated their child? Well, you might have had problems with your brother or your sister, and it kind of. Accepting yourself as a sinner, it ain't the easiest thing to do, but when you come by, you come through, and you ask for forgiveness from the Father, and sometimes y'all niggas don't bother you, and accept yourself as a sinner, still consider yourself to be a winner, as long as nobody knows how you think, they don't recognize that nightgown stink. Nasty ass nightgown. The nightgown needs to go in the laundry. Nightgown needs to go in the laundry. It stink. Hugging your neck, you nasty ass auntie. Rod says, I'm born divine, not a sinner. I hear that. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, I don't have it in me. I made a promise and I intend to keep it. Well, peace to you. You know what I mean? I mean, I know that you're setting a decent example. But unfortunately, we know of some other examples. And have the people who have set those examples accepted within themselves that they are setting and continuing the wrong example? Have they? But once again, let me explain myself to people who might just be coming in here. By the way, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Listen, I don't want to get too far away from the essence of what I was trying to convey in this show. I know that we all have done some things. I'm not even really talking about the things that we have done or the things that we do. I'm talking about the way that we feel about what we have done and what we do, because that's the essence of where the real sin is. Besides killing somebody, you can make most things that you've done to somebody right. You might not be able to correct the way that somebody feels about what you've done to them, but you can correct most things that you've done to somebody as long as you didn't kill them. You know, there's a song by Black Rob. I'm going to put this in. I want y'all to look up this song because he has a verse in this song. Black Rob, may he rest in peace. You know, he passed in 2021, shortly after DMX. But Black Rob, he had the hit song "Whoa" on Bad Boy Records in the early 2000s. But he had this song called "Showing Up." And in one of the verses of this song, and this is the reason why I love the song so much, he said, I'm God's child. I know he going to love me. No matter what I do, he always going to love me. As long as I don't kill nobody, he going to love me. One thing's for sure is that God don't like ugly. He said, I'm God's child. I know he going to love me. No matter what I do, I know he going to love me. As long as I don't kill nobody, he going to love me. One thing's for sure is that God don't like ugly. When he says the part about as long as I don't kill nobody, he going to love me. What that meant to me was that he was saying, like, yeah, I can't, because I can't turn that around. I can't fix that. If I kill somebody, I can't fix the impact that it's going to have on his family. I can't bring the person back. I can't stop the bad feelings. So, yeah, God might judge that differently. He might not grade that sin on a curve. But the other sins, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, he loves me, and he's going to forgive me because he can. But if I take away one of his children, one of his gifts, one of his lives, and I'm not saying that Black Rob was right. However, it's a good song. Otherwise, it has a nice beat. His flow is really good in the song. But it's a deep song. It's called Showing Up. Check it out. When y'all get a chance, check the song out. All right. That's released the rap, says Stacey. None of us are without sin. That's why we are all a work in progress. Okay. And she also says, surprised that you actually answered yes. Okay. All right. Carol says, you making me feel like I need another shower earlier than before. No, you good. You good. It's the bad aunts that be running them damn nightgowns in the hole. You know what I mean? Nasty-ass auntie, that nasty-ass dirty nightgown. She don't smell that shit, but you do. You know what I mean? Oh, Carol says, I mean, I did shower this morning. I know you just said that. Not me. Carol says, it's all love in here. We should all be able to share honest opinions without getting in our feelings. That's true. Everybody play nice. Or have you accepted yourself as a sinner who can't play nice? Because sometimes you might have to accept that you're a sinner who doesn't always play nice. Sometimes you might have to accept yourself sometimes being a sinner don't always play nice. You're a sinner, you don't always play nice. Joe says, exactly. This conversation is just exploring where and who we are, honestly. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do it. Stacy says, I rebuke it, and it's not going to be on me, period. Now, Stacy, we can't be in here rebuking each other. I remember the first time I heard somebody rebuke me in the name of Jesus. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, whoa, now, wait a minute. I ain't do nothing to get rebuked. You ain't going to be rebuked. That was a hard rebuke. That was a hard rebuke. Listen, I done some shit in my life, but I ain't do no shit to get no hard rebuke like that. Shit, I don't care if she was crazy. You know what I mean? It can't be rebuking me like that. Don't be rebuking me in the name of Jesus. Like, maybe in the name of Moses, Noah, one of those false prophets in the New Testament. But don't be, nah. We not going, nah. You can rebuke me in the name of St. Peter, because he ain't Ralph. He ain't Ralph. Naturally, so you looked up the song? Hiding the Holy Water. So yeah, the point where you accepted yourself as a sinner, you know, maybe the examples that I've been given are a little too extreme, because they can be small things. They can be small things as well. It doesn't absolve them or relinquish them as being a sin. Well, you might let me see. What are some smaller sins that we may have had to accept ourselves at? Okay, gluttony. Gluttony is supposed to be a sin. But you know some of y'all greedy. You know some of y'all be going to the buffet or whenever y'all eat too much. You ain't supposed to do that. God said you ain't supposed to do that. You supposed to feed yourself until you feel full enough. Not until you feel extra stuff because, listen, I want to eat all of these shrimp because we ain't going to have no shrimps tomorrow, so I got to get them all in today. That's gluttony. Eating when you ain't even hungry. That's gluttony. You might have been like, yeah, so what, man? Shit, I got this strange relationship with food. You know what I'm saying? So what? I eat too many Swedish fish. So what? When I go to one of the buffets at the casino, you know what I mean, I take a little Tupperware container with me, Rubbermaid container, and you know, they said all you can eat shrimp. Well, I could eat more than what I ate while I was there. So you might accept yourself as being an overeater. They say it's a sin to be overweight. Well, being overweight comes from overeating, overindulging. We may have had to accept ourselves for that. You know, it's a sin. Many of us aren't even working on it. It's a sin. That's what they say. Other little small things. Sometimes you just might not be as nice as you know that you're supposed to be. You might not be as kind. You might not be as giving. You might not be as generous. Supposedly, when you have more, you're supposed to give away some. Well, sometimes you might not do it. I still give to homeless people, drug addicts, and all that kind of stuff. You know, like they catch me at the gas station, they might catch me on the block, whatever. Listen. It ain't gonna hurt me to give away a dollar or two, even $5. It's not gonna hurt me. That's not gonna hurt me. Sometimes we put extra thought into what we give to others, like. Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's going to hurt me financially, but I feel like if they're going to go buy drugs with the money that I gave them, I feel like I'm adding to their destruction. Like, they was going to get high any motherfucking way. That $5 that you gave them to get high might save somebody else's car window from getting busted in. Sometimes we have to look at it that way. So our over scrutiny on the charity that we give might be sinful. It might be sinful. How many of y'all have fueled somebody else's drug habit? You didn't get them strung out. You didn't introduce them to the drug, but you know damn well your uncle was going to go get high with the money that you gave him when you got your tax money. So you gave him 100. You might have gave him 2. And he lied and said that he was going to go get some clothes so he would have some decent clothes to wear when he went on a job interview because he's getting himself together. And, you know, he can't go on job interviews without having a suit or some decent slacks and a shirt. But he went and got high with the money. And you knew damn well. You might have set aside $200 to buy him the gear that you know he had to go get, but you gave him a test $200 to see if he would actually do the right thing. Are you not a sinner for the manipulation that you exercise right there? For that mental wrangling, that psychological manipulation and wrangling that you did? Some of us have... some niggas have purposely gotten girls pregnant on purpose. Some women have purposely gotten pregnant. Purposely. To keep a nigga, to get some money from a nigga, or whatever their motivation was, but they got pregnant. Some have lied and said that they was pregnant when they really wasn't. And some of them was lying when they said that they was pregnant, but then got pregnant for real later on. They figure, oh, well, if he was cool with me telling him that I was pregnant when I wasn't, then he'll be cool with me actually being pregnant. And he won't go nowhere. He won't go nowhere. He gonna be right here. Why? Cause he ain't going nowhere. Why? Cause I'm having him a baby. And for me too, it's gonna be all right. Us 3-2. And we gonna be all right for the rest of our lives or until a few years. Everything is gonna be all right. A woman has to do what she got to do right now. Everything is gonna be okay. I took care of my business. B-I-Z is true. Yeah, and nobody knows what I did, but I know, and I've accepted myself, kid. I've accepted myself as a sinner. I also accepted myself as a winner. I'm not gonna lose. Won't be abused, even if I have to lie to you and you and you. Mia Cunningham. Mia Cunningham. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me some you. Naturalista Rap says, only Jesus was without sin, according to the Bible. Accepting that gets us closer to God. Was Jesus without sin? Well, they say he died for our sins. Have we asked the question whether Jesus was without sin? Because he was a man. Yeah, have we ever asked the question about whether Jesus was without sin? I don't know. But listen, I haven't read a lot of the Bible, so I wouldn't know. So that's why I have to ask. Maybe he was supposed to be without sin. Mia says, some things I've accepted about myself, others I'm working on, and some I need consistency on. God knows my intentions. Well, it's funny you say that God knows your intentions, Mia, because earlier in the show, we were talking about how people say that God knows my heart. And there is no bigger evidence that you have accepted yourself as a sinner than saying that God knows my heart. I don't have a problem with it, but on the negative side, there have been plenty of people who have committed suicide over this thing because they couldn't accept the sinner within themselves. They couldn't accept it, and it kind of built up in their minds and their hearts more and more and more. TK Wright, you are a troublemaker. Look at this shit. TK, it wasn't despite Omar bothering me the other day about her thumb sucking. Well, one thing is for sure. I've accepted myself as a sinner in that regard. I don't know about y'all, but see, God has accepted everything about me. Everything. See, I ain't like y'all. I blame everything that goes on in this world on God because they say that it can't happen if God doesn't allow it to happen. So if it's happening, then God said it's all right. Shoot, we don't know his plan. We don't know his plan. You're just a simple man. You are of man. You don't understand the plan of the supreme being that created you. You don't even know why there are mosquitoes. You mean to tell me that you understand the intricacies of God's plan, and you don't even know why mosquitoes exist? You don't even know why there are fish that are so deep in the ocean that they can't even, that they have to light up in order to see?
That would have been ugly. Let me cover this up. No.
So, yeah. I'm God's child. I know he gonna love me. No matter what I do, he always gonna love me. As long as I don't kill nobody, he gonna love me. And even if I kill somebody, he gonna love me. Because no matter what I do, the God, he gonna love me. Y'all gonna get judged. He love me. Shoo. All right. Okay. Stacey, what are the ducks? I almost didn't want to ask, but they. First of all, I like the way the ducks look. Are those ducks or are those geese or swans? Anyway, where do you get those from? I want them. Stacey, what kind of phone you got? I want a duck emoji. Let me see something. You know what I mean? You're coming up with this fly shit. You be coming up with... Yeah, sometimes I don't like when people have things better than me. Is that a sin? Well, if it is, I'm going to have to live with it. We going to have to live with it. Ducks on here, Stacey. I see whack-ass animals. Rats, mice. Oh, there's an elephant. Okay. I'm going to send an elephant. I think that's an elephant. Ooh, a camel. I'm going to send a camel. Let's see, rabbits. Wait a minute, I'm getting close. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Stace. I might have caught up with you. I got it. I got one too. Yeah. There we go. There we go. I got you, Stace. I got you. Ooh. Here's one of my favorites. Come on, man. This... Ooh, right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Bust that. All right. Okay. Where was I? So Carol says, so you don't take responsibility for any of your actions? I do. I just know that I'm going to be forgiven for them. I do. I take responsibility. I overtake responsibility for shit. But I ain't trying to let that shit drive me crazy. I ain't kill nobody. Mia says, I don't believe anything happens by mistake, even the bad and horrible things. You ain't never done a lie. And proof of that is that bad and horrible things, they never stop happening. Somewhere right now, somebody's doing something bad and horrible. But, of course, that's from our perspective. We don't know how God fits that into his overall plan. That's my point. Okay. Okay. TK Wright says that's a swine. What's a swine? What Stacey put up? All I know is I was digging it. I was selling it. And I found it. Carol says, oh, you a sinner for sure. Don't you judge me. You ain't God. Who said you was God? Are you God? Are you God, Carol? Are you? No. No, you're not. So you can't judge me. You're lucky we're about to get on up out of here. Mia says, God going to love you regardless, but you're going to get it when you act up, a.k.a. consequences for your actions. Man. Naturalisa Rap says, it doesn't explain what it is and why it's green. Thank you, because I was thinking the same thing. I ain't never seen no green duck or green swan. I saw a TJ swan before. I did see a TJ swan before. Nobody beats the bees. Nobody beats the bees. Nobody beats the bees. Nobody beats the bees. You know nobody can beat the bees. I know nobody can beat the bees. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. Guess, no, I am not. All right, then. Just stop judging me. Stop judging me. Get judge-proof. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Nene Young. Happy birthday to you. And also Lorraine Coles turning 71 years old today. And Paula Riggins turning 58 years old today. And Latronda Ray turning 38 years old today. And Geisis Leonardo, happy birthday to you. And Latrice Brown Skinner, happy birthday to you. And Dehuti Maatra turning 30 years old today. And Elder David P. Hudson Sr., that is Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world's brother, turning 47 years old today. And last but not least, doing big things down there in Baltimore, down in D-more, Catalina Bird. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. March 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, and I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Y'all, rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Stop fighting in the chat. What the fuck? Stop. Let me shut this damn chat down. That did it. Chat is getting shut down. It's getting shut down. No more chat. No, I can just end the show. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, God knows my heart, God knows how I feel, but will he make me come down on a pill? Will I be all right? Will I be divine? Will myself in heaven, will I ever find? Is there a hell? Can you burn forever? I don't know, but I hope that you never have to find out, never find out the hard way, but we're going to sin every single day. And hey, some things are better than others, even though they say that no sin is worse than the other. But I don't really believe that shit, because you ain't going to tell me that just because I chewed gum was worse than that boy, you know, raping that other little... No. We are all earthly. We are all worldly, and we are all going to make mistakes. But the way that we feel about the mistakes that we make and our decision of whether to continue to do the things that were considered to be a mistake when we weren't doing them on purpose, our decision to keep doing those things are what makes us who we are, makes us what we are, makes us. But it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I wish y'all have a great day. Great. Real great. You know what, man? You know what? You know March Madness started on Thursday. I haven't seen one single game. That lets you know where I am with it. You know what I mean? So, Emily, don't come out talking about how much safer it was behind the scenes. You stay ass back there. If it's so safe, you came out. love is love, though. All right, y'all. Look, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side.